An Infallible Revelation, January 7. A divinely inspired book. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth purified seven times. In His Word, God has committed to men the knowledge necessary for salvation. The Holy Scriptures are to be accepted as an authoritative, infallible revelation of His will. They are the standard of character, the revealer of doctrines, and the test of experience. Spiritual darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness the people. Many, very many, are questioning the verity and truth of the Scriptures. Human reasoning and the imaginings of the human heart are undermining the inspiration of the Word of God, and that which should be received as granted is surrounded with a cloud of mysticism. Nothing stands out in clear and distinct lines upon rock bottom. This is one of the marked signs of the last days. There are men who strive to be original, who are wise above what is written, therefore, their wisdom is foolishness. In seeking to make plain or to unravel mysteries hid from ages from mortal man, they are like a man floundering about in the mud, unable to extricate himself and yet telling others how to get out of the muddy sea they themselves are in. This is a fit representation of the men who set themselves to correct the errors of the Bible. No man can improve the Bible by suggesting what the Lord meant to say or ought to have said. I take the Bible just as it is, as the inspired word. I believe its utterances in an entire Bible. This holy book has withstood the assaults of Satan, who has united with evil men to make everything of divine character shrouded in clouds and darkness. But the Lord has preserved this holy book by His own miraculous power in its present shape, a chart or guidebook to the human family to show them the way to heaven. We thank God that the Bible is prepared for the poor man as well as for the learned man. It is fitted for all ages and all classes.